should have started a quarterback, shouldn't I? I should have done that. Who's got it? Yes, sir.
I guess first question is just, what are the emotions right now? Is it like relief? Is it frustration? It took that long time to get healing. How are you feeling kind of the immediacy of this?
Well, I'm, you know, all of them. Angered, disappointed, etc. But, you know, and it goes back again. It's we can say all we want about anything you want to say it about, but I just didn't have them prepared to play. You know, if they were ready to play and played the way I wanted them to, which is my responsibility, then we'd have probably fared a little bit better than what we did.
Coach, everyone's been talking about going 1-0 and how they weren't going to overlook games entering the season. Did this come as even a surprise to you, or did you see this kind of maybe mental performance?
Well, I can't say that, you know, I guess I could say I always see it coming because I'm always concerned about it. I don't care who you line up and play. And again, don't let me play down how good a football team South Dakota State was, or South Dakota was today. You know, they played extremely well. That quarterback is every bit the quarterback that they had in the previous year. They did a nice job. They played well and they schemed well defensively. They did a nice job. And their youngsters did a nice job. But, you know, I can't tell you that that I saw anything, that, an outward expression of any of the youngsters in our program. I say any of the experienced youngsters in our program that indicated that, you know, they would have taken this for granted. I mean, that part I didn't. Now, you know, some of the younger players, you know, I don't know, and I wouldn't have known because I don't know them that well right now and haven't been around them that long. So, but at the end of the day, you know, where we had the most experience is where we had the most difficulty on the offensive side of the ball. You know, special teams, we did fine except for penalties. It called big plays back, and defensively, we played well, with the exception of a couple of major, couple of big plays on throws and a couple of penalties that that were.
Oh yeah, I was going to mention defense. When they absolutely needed to have it at the end, they were able to stop. How pleased were you that they were able to?
Well, I was pleased how well we played defensively throughout the course of the ball game. You know, there's exceptions to the rule, quite obviously. I don't know how many snaps. I have to look at the thing here that the South Dakota took, but you know, the vast majority of the snaps we played quite well. You know, as I said, and it's the same thing. You go back, you know, we hit a couple of deep balls thrown overhead. We had some deep balls that that they didn't complete that we still had some difficulty covering. So, I mean, that's a major concern to me because they all lead to substantial plays and they're, you know, game changers, you know, as well. I thought we played well against the run. We gave up some throws in the middle. I mean, we just weren't as good. I don't know what they had. They had 257 yards passing. They were 24 out of 56, so that was less than 50%. So from that standpoint, considering they threw it all night, I thought we defended reasonably well as far as completion percentage is concerned, but it's given up the deep throws that and converting to get first downs with substantial yardage plays, you know, 20-plus yard plays. That was a concern.
At that point, you must be kind of worrying about the special teams to have to provide all the one score to help your team back.
Well, I was concerned going in because I just didn't know, and Sean was as well. He probably felt a little better about it than I did, but it was just because of the uncertainty that we got a lot of guys. And I'm not talking just about, you know, the punter and the kicker and the kickoff guy and all that. You know, and by the way, the little guy that we talk about all the time did a great job tonight, you know, in all facets of the game. Punter was okay, but still didn't hit the ball as well as we need to and we like. But by and large, we played pretty well on special teams and made some major plays in special teams. But then again, you know, there's some discipline because we had, two, maybe three, if I recall correctly, penalties that were costly to us. So did I expect us to play maybe as well as we did? Perhaps not. But that was more of not expecting to play well. It was more of just uncertainty with a bunch of new guys.
Coach, to follow up on that, Zuber with the big touchdown on the punt return. He had 13 penalties, South Dakota at 5, you have 4 turnovers, they have 0. Does that show how big one play of special teams can be in overcoming so many others?
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting to say that. Last night we spent 35 minutes watching major plays that have taken place here at Kansas State over the past several years, and the vast majority of them, or a good portion of them, were special teams, were returns. This morning, and on game day, our special teams meet for 20 minutes, and they met, and we watched the highlight tape of just special teams, and a lot of them, there were probably 15, 20 returns for touchdowns on there. And our guys were enthused and excited about making those kind of plays. But, you know, the inexperience showed as well. I say inexperience, Kobe Moore, who's an experienced special teams player and a leader on our special teams and really has a great attitude about it. And he got one of the penalties mm-hmm. that was extremely costly in the ball game. So, you know, discipline has a lot to do with it. You know, no matter how you cut it, whether they're new guys or not, doesn't make any difference. You know, you still have to do it.
I guess to follow up on that, special teams are obviously huge in this game with that play. Are you able to define what special teams have meant for your program through the years? So many.
Oh, I have no doubt about what they've meant. You know, it's always, I've said that numerous times, we would be far less of a football program without, you know, the success we've had with special teams. Doesn't mean, you know, it hasn't been perfect, and we still have room to grow with this group as well. But you know, you go back, like I say, you know, we're watching. I had Sean put together a cut up of the last several years of all major plays, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We're I don't know, 25 minutes or so watching just special teams, and the vast majority of them were punt returns for touchdowns, kickoff returns for touchdowns, and some of them were coverage units. I wanted to get that on there, and guys that fly down and, you know, kick the ball off and fly down and make plays inside the 15-yard line. That was, you know, that's always major to us, and we had a few of those today, you know, as well. Unfortunately, you know, as I said, you know, we had a couple of penalties that call some of that back.
Why didn't we go to victory formation after that last first half?
Why didn't we go to a victory formation? Well, they still had 2 timeouts on the clock. We've got a chart, and it tells us just exactly how much time on the clock that we can afford, or not how much we can afford, how much we can run off, and depending on how many timeouts the opponent hit. We need to get to 50 seconds with 2 timeouts, if I remember correctly. I've got the chart here someplace. And we weren't quite there yet.
Coach, the last game you played here, you won on Isaiah Zuber touchdown catch. This touchdown tonight, you know, he had the winning score too. Can you talk about how he played this evening?
Played well. You know, I have to watch the videotape to make sure. I mean, there's a lot of things that I couldn't accurately assess, and that's certainly one of them. But he made some plays. He made some other catches, not just that, but he made some other catches on the boundary that you know, we, and again, that kind of goes back, brings up a separate topic about, you know, just our accuracy wasn't as good as it needed to be. We had maybe 4 or 5 receptions on the boundary that were out of bounds. You know, they had to replay some of them, but nevertheless, they were out of bounds. So, you know, we weren't as accurate as we need to be. But anyway, the point is, overall, he made some productive plays. You know, how he's going to grade out that, I don't know yet.
How do you evaluate the way Alex and Skyler play today? Quick evaluation.
Not nearly, you know, like they had been practicing. There were some decent things that they did during the course of the ball game, but they didn't play nearly as well as I anticipated and hoped that they would.
Maybe it's something you can't answer until you look at tape, but do you have a feel for why it maybe took the offense a little while to get rolling tonight?
Well, you're right. I need to look at the tape, and I have a pretty good idea why.
Billy goes for 100-plus yards, but he fumbles 3 times, so do you give Barnes a 50-50 kind of night?
No. There's nothing, there's no stat that you can create that will overcome 3 turnovers. And Alex feels, I mean, he's not that kind of player. He feels bad about it. He got up in the locker room, apologized to his teammates. You know, he's a humble young guy. You know, again, that goes back to us. That goes back to us being able to coach guys to possess the ball. Quarterbacks, receivers, backs, whoever it happens to be.
Have you ever seen him fumble it 3 times in a practice?
I have not seen him fumble the ball 3 times in the entirety of his career here.
I was wondering what you thought tonight of What's the side of the communication, the chemistry, you know, this being the first time you have this new staff all together on a live game day?
To be evaluated.
Can you take us through that that punt return by Isaiah Zuber and what you saw in that?
Well, it's kind of blur. It happened pretty quick. I think he made some movement on his own that assisted that, but he also had, you know, I saw two or three very significant blocks that made a difference in the return. But he managed to stay on his feet, you know, when he had a chance to go down. It was kind of like, I have to see it on tape to really go play, person by person and evaluate all 11 of them. But, you know, it goes back to what I was saying a minute ago about watching the videotape and seeing all those returns, you know, return after return after return. And the thing that I shared with our players after watching that was, you know, how many times did the return guy actually get hit? Yeah. The answer was zero, you know, so you got maybe 20 some odd kickoff or punt returns for touchdowns, and everybody, you know, not everybody, but guys made blocks to make it happen. You know, it just goes back, and I say that in here all the time, you know, special teams, that's 11 guys. That's not just the punter, the kicker, the return guy, et cetera, but it's everybody. And I'm anxious to view it and see how many guys actually did make significant blocks to make a difference in return. But I do know that he did, you know, he came off of some tackles, you know, one or two in the course of it, lost his balance, went down, stayed up, put a hand on the ground, got back up, and really lost a great deal of momentum and still was able to outrun the guys that were chasing him.
And as Matt mentioned earlier, the last time you played a home game here, it ended with Skyler hitting Zuber for that game-winning touchdown. And again, tonight, late in the game, able to do the same thing. Have you picked up on something maybe special between the two of them, some kind of connection in front?
Not really. I think what you look at tonight, Zuber's open. He's the guy you're supposed to throw it to, so throw it out there. It's just that he threw a nice ball. In the last ball game that we played at home last year, I mean, that was a scramble. He got bounced and then came back, and Zuber was just, you know, you always work the end line with whichever receivers you have back there, and that's exactly what he did. And it was open. I could be wrong about that. I mean, what they do in their own time, that's something else. So they, you know, maybe they do have a connection, but I kind of doubt it. I think our quarterbacks want to distribute the ball, and they want to, they don't want to pick out favorites. They know that's not in their best interest. They know it's not in the best interest of their football team, and so don't do it.
Coach, you talk about starting the final 10 minutes of the game. He seemed to get into a rhythm. And, you know, a major desperation. Just talk about how he played the final 10 minutes of the game.
I thought he played well. I mean, there were still some flaws, I think. But once again, that's unfair of me to say without seeing the videotape, but certain things that I do recall. But overall, yes, he did play well. He played well enough for us to win, and that's important. Did he play as well as he can play? No. Good enough to get us on the scoreboard and be fortunate enough to win a game.